Last time we all met, you guys, well, Mew decided he was going to go information gathering and probably got a little more than what he was expecting to get, but also figured out that one of his spells did not work and not in a way that he was expecting. From there, you guys decided to continue on traveling, not by land, but by air. Going over and flying rather quickly, whereupon about 5 hours in, you guys decided to take a break and needed food. So several of you went gathering and a couple of you went hunting, with various degrees of success, only to reconvene and realize that you guys did not have utensils in which to take apart the animals in order to cook them properly. Took a little bit
I
of
have heard that
finagling,
if you slap a chicken enough, you'll cook it.
but fair. But eventually someone did manage to make a knife, a rather crude knife out of stone, and you continued on. Rest of the day passed, that night came, and you all ended up having the same dream of Azel potentially being taken over by darkness. You're not entirely sure what it meant, but it was a little nerve-wracking. Upon the following morning, you all wake up, discuss things. Azel and Brumin went off to gather the rest of the traps that she had set the day before and found themselves in an intimate moment, and whereupon they returned to the camp where Mew had managed to make 50 pounds worth of basically dry goods from a tree with Katsu's help. So he is now trying to figure out how to carry that as you guys continue on this trip. That's where we will begin. Azel and Brumin have just joined you again. She is holding like one small little squirrel. To which Mew holds out his hand and he's like, "Oh, seasonings," and continues on with whatever he's doing. Do you guys like to?
Well, I am not very good at making bags out of the wood, so we may need to leave these things here, unless we can find a very, very big piece of bark, and then perhaps put poles on it, and then carry it that way on our shoulders.
Keen and Zapana would have been setting about making bags and bowls and that kind of thing. Zapana would have had more experience with it than Keen, because Keen has always used magic to cheat. That I can certainly roll and see how they do.
A craft check for me.
Right, Zapana got a 22.
Okay.
And Keen got an 18.
Okay. You both actually, Keen surprisingly did better than he was expecting, probably with the help of Zapana, and her coaching him and being like, no, you need to do it this way, not this way. Being overly patient with him as a mother is. You guys both do manage to create some. How big size of bags are you trying to go for? For like shoulder backpack style or like something smaller?
I'm thinking like a sack that could be slung over a shoulder, some kind of a satchel. Nothing as fancy as a backpack, and the capacity would probably be slightly smaller than a backpack.
So it's been. Did you start this morning working on
I
these
imagine
things?
they would have started a little bit the night before, but would mostly have worked through the morning while other people were doing other things.
Okay, so they're not full blown the size that you want them. You're probably about halfway through at this point in time. You're working pretty quickly on them.
Hooray!
So, probably like fretting over in his corner. Probably telling Mineha that, you know, that's a good idea, but like there's probably a less time consuming way that we could do this. Maybe just carry it all or something. But not me, because I don't have the strength for it.
Oh, well, I only have two hands. So that means I could only take two of them. You have many tentacles, so you could probably carry more than I could.
But he considers. Probably like, I don't think that would actually work very well.
Oh, well, okay. We'll just find a different way then. But I have a question. Why did you make so much food?
Well, you see, it was just wanted to go over and up beyond. And also, the spell kind of just made that much, you know. Oh. Gotta make sure that we have enough food for the rest of the however long we're going to be here.
I see. You simply were not able to control how much magic you used with the spell. That is okay. It happens. But just so that you know for the future, we do not need this much each day. We can get some more, more each day. It is okay.
Hazel pipes up. I agree with that. It's a little more time consuming, but a lot more manageable. And we're not going to waste things.
I agree. And besides, it is good for us to be here in the outdoors and to catch game out here. And if we find any poison, we can take care of that with magic.
Yeah. Exactly.
And I'll bet Mew is trying really hard not to frown big.
Probably, yeah.
Sister Aesel.
Yes?
How far do you think it is to where we are going?
Well, we've traveled pretty far. I think we're under... We're over halfway there.
Oh, okay. No, that is good.
Yeah.
Because although I enjoy it out here, my feet are a little unhappy, so they would like it if we had some days without walking so much.
Yeah, and I don't think any of us really have shoes yet either.
He kind of looks at like what remains of the paltry leather on his feet.
No. I do not think this is worthy of being called a shoe anymore.
Well, maybe we can find a village at some point and see if we can convince them to make us shoes.
But we do not have any money.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Maybe it is a village that wants berries. We can go find berries for them. Or maybe they want wood. Brother Katsu got very good at knocking down trees. You should have seen it.
Oh, is that what that was? That was Katsu?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. He pushed very hard, and many fell down. I was impressed.
Sense. Especially because the rest of the trees were definitely not falling over like that.
Katsu kind of just smiles confident to himself if he can hear it. He's like in the air shot.
He probably is. Everyone's all back in the little encampment that you guys made the night before.
Okay, so I suppose we will carry what of this that we can, which is not very much, and we can snack on the way. But we should probably get going now.
Yeah. Everyone else good to go?
Yeah, everybody else packs up Zapana and Keen, break down their camping location and realizing they can't really carry stuff with them. They just try to leave the site as natural looking as possible. Putting the branches and sticks back in the forest underbrush and burying the fire and that kind of thing.
Aesel, upon seeing this, would probably help. Unfortunately, Katsu, you haven't found coconuts.
Maybe on the next beach.
But yeah, still will help you tear down and kind of put things back in it as naturally as possible. Takes you probably a little longer than you'd have liked. You're just moving slow. Things are a little more difficult without magic than you thought they'd be. Or at least things here are a little more difficult than you thought they'd be. You'll gather once together. How would you like to divide up the rations? Because you have a couple of half-made sacks that you could put some in. Otherwise, your best bet is probably just to carry as much as you can.
I'm looking for how much Maneha can carry.
Maybe everybody should carry at least like their next meal with them and then try to put enough in the two half-made sacks for supper. Zapana would volunteer to carry one.
Okay, Maneha can carry 133 pounds.
Okay.
Without any encumbrance. So he will attempt to fill up a sack and make sure that it's not too heavy for the sack, so that's bursting or anything.
Okay.
And then carry as much of that as he can.
Okay. You'll probably get quite a bit.
Okay.
Probably maybe 7-8 pounds worth.
Okay.
Maybe a little less. Honestly, don't remember the spell that Mew used, so. Once was a tree, is now rations.
Okay, Manea's got a sack full of granola bars. Mm-hmm. He's ready to head out.
Yep. Then Mew's like, so we're gonna go flying again today. That's which Azel will sigh and be like, I can cast that today. She will do a windwalk for you all. Otherwise, she probably would have walked, but, you know. He was very persistent in his way of doing things, oftentimes without asking. So.
Okay. We will walk into the wind, and Manea will say, okay, lead the way.
And Azel will lead the way. You guys continue on.
I don't know if it's possible you could hear it, but it almost sounds like one of the clouds nearby you is singing a song. It's not a good song, mind you, but it's a song.
Fuck. So you each can hear a sort of song coming from somewhere. You're not sure where, but you think it's one of your friends. You're like, that's good for them. I'm glad they're happy. Glad they're happy. And so you continue on, probably for a couple of hours. Would you guys want to take any breaks or anything during traveling, or to try to go straight to it?
Probably break for lunch.
I think we better take a break, yeah.
Okay. So you go for a couple hours, you do end up breaking. Well, eventually one of you decides to just, I'm going to stop and start circling around this area. There's kind of a small little pond-ish, a little bit of a clearing in the trees. Off in the distance before you land, you do see that trees are starting to thin out. It's kind of turning into more of a plains area off to the east. You guys are traveling north right now, so it's a little more plains area off to the east. And then right in front of you, the mountains are looming bigger and bigger. So you come down into this little clearing, you settle down, start to take out food, and set up for break time.
Ah, we are almost there. Look, there they are.
We still have a bit of ways, but we can probably at least make it to the base of them by tonight.
Ah, but when you start moving in the mountains, you always move quicker. Or at least it always seems quicker. Maybe it's because
at least when you're flying.
I do not know. This is my first time flying. But it always seems faster to me. Maybe because it seems more like home.
That's true. They are home.
All right. So, Manea will open up his sack and I'll go through.
These are all the same.
Yeah, I guess there wouldn't need to be much conversation about what we're eating for lunch. Everybody could just
all the
eat.
Same.
Does it look like there's a foraging opportunity here?
You could probably forage.
All right, if there are any likely looking berries, they could be added to lunch.
Okay. If you wouldn't mind, Azel would probably go with whoever wants to go. Potentially leading the way.
Yeah,
Keen would volunteer to go.
Manea will come too.
Okay. Azel will probably actually show you. Well, that was a really good roll. Azel would probably actually show you the certain types of berries and local mushrooms and things that could actually, that are edible. And then she'll probably just go through and be like, okay, this is not edible. This is not edible. This is poisonous. This will put you in a coma. Just going through kind of unnecessarily, but she wants to teach you these things.
You live in a very dangerous place.
Oh.
Keen would... Nope, can't hear you, Debbie.
Hello.
Now we can.
Okay. Strange. But Keen would.
Oh, Keen would probably pick some of the poison berries just to keep on hand. He would, wrap them up and secrete them somewhere in his clothing for, you know, just in case.
Yeah, makes sense.
He would clarify, like, how much of this is deadly? How much do I need to cause diarrhea?
Well, that'd be like three of these, or even just one of like these mushrooms. Could probably kill someone your size, but like a good handful.
Keem's eyes are glittering as he takes all of this in. He looks like he thinks this could definitely be useful.
Keen, are you planning to killed someone?
Oh no, not yet.
Not yet. Okay.
Okay.
Azel kind of leans towards Mineha. We make sure all of the food is poison free from here on out.
That is a very good idea.
Keen was like, you just never know when something might be useful. Like when I was at that creepy old shop and I found the cursed dust of sneezing and choking. And I thought, this could be useful. So I took it and then I threw it in Ranelak's face and I accidentally got Brother Bruman as well. And I still feel bad about that, but it was useful. So I'm glad I had it.
It was useful.
That is true. Okay.
Yeah.
But we'd
it was
very much
far better
for
use
poison.
Of what I was going to do with it, which was to throw it on the crowd next time there was a bar brawl at the Gold Goblin.
No, that may have been a good idea, too.
It would have broken up the fight.
You're not wrong.
So, what berries will not kill us?
Oh. And Azel will show. They look almost like raspberries, but the color is a little brighter than raspberries are, a little more red She's like, yeah, these are really good. You can just eat them raw if you want, but they're also really good with meat and, you know, just salads.
And magically made rations?
It would probably go well with magically made rations.
Okay, I hope so, because that is all we have.
Keen would, of course, sample everything as he's picking it. I mean, everything that's safe to sample. Though, like, you know, he is actually immune to being poisoned because of his serpentine bloodline, so he might actually sample everything. In fact, he would sample everything to see, oh, how would this taste? What could I disguise this in?
Okay. So Keen's over there just popping everything, eating all the things. Azel's watching you in low-key horror as she's watching you eat all these things. But she won't say anything. Some are surprisingly better. Some actually taste pretty good. And then you're like, ooh, maybe that's the poison. That little tingliness. But, you know, you're fine. Everything's good. It's an interesting experience. And honestly, you're rather enjoying it. Since you technically got it last week. Yeah, you continue going. You get a good amount, actually. You're like, this is great. This will really help with the taste and the flavor of, you know, those magically made rations.
Yeah, and I feel much more full already.
Good, Keen. I'm very glad of that. Guys can go back and you're like, yeah, we are good to go. Got our rations, you know, and this is the map, by the way. So you guys actually started off over here. This was Dearth. You guys are right about here now.
So, okay.
To view scale.
Now, slight metagaming. Do we see this village in the distance or no?
Do not. Not yet.
Okay.
You probably would have seen like a couple smoke plumes off in the distance, but they're very, very faint. But yeah, you don't really see too much. There are roads that once upon a time looked like they were heavily traveled, but are definitely starting to get overgrown. Because Dearth used to be a bigger commerce trade city. So you are aware that there are roads, there are small rivers that are too small to be on the map, but, you know. So, yeah. It's right about here.
Right, Keen is ready to fly again. If everybody else is. Zapana was working on their bags some more during the downtime, so slowly they'll be becoming more sturdy and more complete.
Anything else anyone else would like to do while we've got this break time?
Now, Manea ate his slightly happier lunch. He's ready to go.
Katsu is also fine. He is nearby.
I did not hear what you said.
Oh, I said Katsu is also fine to move on if he's nearby.
Okay. And, Bruman?
Yep, I'm good to go.
Okay, so you guys all regather, put everything away, add whatever is left of the berries, which probably isn't too much, because you can only do so much with magical rations. So you put everything away, and you guys start up again. And off in the distance now, it's been a couple of hours, you do actually see a couple of wagons on the road. It kind of looks like something's going on, but you're not too sure. You'd have to go over and see what's going on.
Can we actually communicate with each other while we're in the air?
I don't
believe so.
We would need to have like some sort of telepathy spell cast on us.
Which I don't know if Mew has currently.
What do we see going on from this distance? Like, are they fighting? They're running from something?
It kind of looks like that there's some fighting going on. There are only two wagons. Do you want to get a little closer?
Yeah, the Manea Cloud will lean in that direction to try to indicate to everybody else. Let's go look at this.
Okay.
The King Cloud was already kind of drifting that way. Like, I could at least, like, swoop over. No one will notice.
Okay.
Are we out on the plains now, or are there trees around us?
It's definitely more plains-like. It's kind of an open road. Definitely more plains right in this area. So you get a little closer and you're like, oh, those are two wagons and they're being attacked by goblins, maybe? Hobgoblins? Okay.
Okay, the Manea Cloud's gonna dive. Okay. And gonna try to land. Gonna try to like, get right above one of the hobgoblins and then turn back to normal form and land on the thing.
Okay.
Keen is really surprised at Manea's action. He was just gonna like kind of lean back, watch the show, try to figure out, you know, who the bad guy was, if there was one. Maybe it was just a territorial dispute, but you know, Maneha's mm-hmm. getting in on it, so he's like, okay. So he's gonna follow Manea. And of course, at that point, Sapana's going to follow Keen.
Okay, so keep in mind, it takes you guys 5 rounds to get in and out of cloud form. So, your characters should be on the map already, but we will take
Mew
and Sierra. We're just going to put them there for now. Put them there. And if you wanted to wait until everyone else joins, we could pause. But I know we also just started, so. Or you could try to take them all on your own.
Considering Manea doesn't have his weapon, you know, could overpower one of the guys and take their weapon. Mm-hmm. But it's probably best to wait for everybody.
We do have some magic now, right?
We do have some magic, yes. Yeah, so magic.
It's probably still best to wait for everybody.
than summoning.
I'm just a healer. I just want to let that preference out there. Well, I can keep you guys from probably dying a lot. I don't have a lot of offensive abilities at the moment, so.
You're just not very offensive.
I try not to be. I'm very preventative, if one would say, you know.
Hi guys, I'm the white mage. I'll keep you alive if you keep me alive. You don't keep me alive, you're dead.
Exactly. You see, you get it. Healers
adjust.
Healers adjust.
You see, you understand. I'm a simple man. I see your HP go down. I bring it back up. It's a great working relationship, exactly. So I don't know. I kind of feel like we should wait for others. I see what, 4 enemies on screen, but again, we all don't have weapons. So
there are a lot more.
Oh,
I'm counting at least 6.
Fair. I only see 4 green life bars. I guess that's what I see.
Interesting.
But now that you mention it, I do see more people. All of them are laying down the floor, like this schmuck over here who's taking a nap. This guy.
He's got the right idea. Naps are good.
True. And Katsu would honestly 100% agree with this guy, but even Katsu doesn't think this is a time and place. So he can't endorse napping here per se, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, come to think of it, it does.
Surrounded by goblins and or hobgoblins, you know.
So again, I don't mind waiting for others, unless you guys have a really good plan to know how to take out all these guys.
Just kind of watch Maneha's down toward them, so...
Oh,
Maneha's plan is to land on them.
Yes.
Yeah, now the thing is, if it takes me 6 rounds to come out of cloud form, then I don't know if I can land on a guy.
You could
but
try.
I could if the are the wagons moving?
They are not. They have come to a standstill.
Okay, could land in a
this
wagon.
One, yeah, this one does not have anybody on that right now. And this one only has one guy who's definitely being intimidated over here, so there are 3 people still alive that you can see. This guy's definitely dead.
Are they human?
They are human.
Yeah, I say we wait until there's more people.
Okay. So in the meantime, go ahead and set up where you want to be. And then at the beginning of next session, I'll have you and Sager do the same. Since this is where we're stopping, we can go back and have more conversations if you guys would like to continue on.
Hi, Sadra.
Sadra's here. This might change things. Does this change things?
It might change things.
Sadra doesn't have her pistol.
Sadra does not have her pistol, but she is a monk.
Oh, I forgot about that.
I'm literally just pulling into my driveway. So explain to me what you needed Sadra for.
So you guys have continued on with the journey. You flew for a couple of hours, and then you braked, and then you started up again, only to see a couple wagons in the distance with some sort of commotion going on. And you fly closer to find there are 2 wagons surrounded by goblins and or hobgoblins. And Maneha has gone ahead and swooped down to basically shift out of cloud form and drop down on them to fight them.
Okay.
Take your time. We can hang out for a little bit till you're on the computer. There is a map. Also, Maneha, are you still silver skinned right now?
You know what? He probably would not. I think in that sense, they thought they were just going to be traveling and he would probably just put prestidigitation himself before he would they would run it, go and see people. So no, he probably is silver.
Okay. Maneha looks kind of like the Jolly Green Giant, but now he's silver.
But silver. Yeah.
Jolly Silver.
Definitely there's a resemblance.
The Jolly Silver Surfer.
Yeah.
And since we're going to be fighting, if you guys would roll initiatives for me.
All right, I am ready.
Where is Keen? Keen. On the horse, quite literally. Okay. I love Keen.
Hello, narrator from the sky.
Hello, Keen.
This isn't about that prank I played the other day.
It's not just about that.
Is that a natural 20, Katsu?
Is it?
Is it?
Oh,
is
no,
it
no, no, regular 20? No, it's not. It's 16 plus 4.
It's just 16?
It's just 16.
Okay.
Plus my dexterity mod of 4. Yes. So it's not a natural 20.
Okay. But sorry. It is still 20, which is really good.
Oh, okay. But as a healer, is it really good? Because I like to go last when people are actually hurt.
Okay, did you guys roll initiative already?
Yes, I'm just putting them in currently. So you can go ahead and give me initiative, and then you guys will have a surprise round as you are descending out of clouds.
Literally dropping from the sky.
Literally dropping from the sky. It will take you 5 turns, though, to go from cloud form to your normal form.
How many turns?
5.
I actually popped up the chat. I didn't Thankfully, mean to pop the fighters up the chat.
Are just not looking up, going, wow, those clouds are oddly human and whatever shaped. Huh, they're getting thicker and closer. Huh.
They're busy fighting. To take over or die.
Okay, and you want me to use quarterstaff as opposed to longsword if the longsword is pulled out.
Correct? You use whatever you want to use. So, yes.
Hang on, I need to refresh. My chat thing disappeared.
It is 18. Love it. Okay. So
you can get higher than me.
So you guys rolled back pretty well. Katsu, you will be going first.
No.
QS, of course. Do you want to put Sadra wherever she's going to land, or wherever she wants to be? You can go ahead and do that.
Okay, is it just that one hobgoblin-y looking thing?
No, there are 6.
There are 6 of them.
There are 6 of them. There's one dead dude, there are 2 soldiers and a merchant left, and 2 carts with horses. You can zoom out to see the entire field.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
There's more stuff over there.
There's a lot of stuff.
Okay, and is Maneha in the cart?
Maneha is going to land in the cart. That is where he's going to be. Mm-hmm. And then Keen has decided he wants to land on the horse to drive the horse away. So you can put Sadra wherever you want to put Sadra. Okay. And
we'll Zapana go there.
And Brew and Katsu, you can also put you guys yourselves wherever you want to. We're just going to ignore the Mew figure. He's going all the way up here in the corner.
Zapana is actually going to stay in cloud form and observe the situation. Keep an eye on Keen.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm trying to figure out my camera thing again. Somehow it's coming from my headset. I don't understand how.
But no worries.
It literally doesn't logically make sense, but okay.
Abe, how did the meeting thing go?
Good. It was a multi-church singspiration, which we were invited to come and have our singing group sing at.
Nice. So, that sounds really good.
Yeah, it was fun. It's still going on. We left about halfway through because we're just like, it's 9 o'clock and everybody needs to go, and we are carpooling, so we all went.
Yeah.
That's long. Only halfway through.
Oh, yes. Oh, let the Crucians keep going. They'll be there till 2 a.m.
Oh, no.
They started at 7. Yeah. So, yeah, because there's supposed to be refreshments afterward as well. I think they'll probably be there till midnight. It's good, though. It's good.
Good, yeah. Is Bruman just going to stay cloud form and what, or is he going to take part of said fight?
He'll probably, but Azel hasn't moved yet either, so just tossing that out there.
Let's see. Azel's probably gonna go. She's probably gonna stay kind of over here. So she will probably actually also watch momentarily. See what's going on. Katsu, whenever you're ready.
Sorry, I forgot I was going first.
It's okay. We're gonna do surprise round, and we're gonna do it in order. And then we'll start.
Are we skipping to when we all come out of cloud shape?
Yeah. Yep.
Is it possible for Sadra to cast a spell on herself before that, during those 5 rounds?
Let me double check.
I don't think you have the ability to use any verbal or somatic components while in cloud form.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, I don't believe so, because you are currently a vapor. So, no, you'd have to wait until after you are out of cloud form.
Okay, I think I'm ready. Can I still target people if they're in cloud form? Because I was going to do, like, Blessing of Fervor. I don't know if I can boost people if they're in cloud form.
I would say
I'm really boosting that moisture and formation of cloud.
No.
No? Okay. Well, if that is the case, I will literally just wait my turn because there's nothing I can do other than go Unga Bunga. I don't want to call attention to myself yet.
Yeah. So yes, you guys cannot attack, cast spells with verbal, somatic, material, or focus components while in gaseous form.
Fair enough. I can. So I will pass on my turn, pretty much.
Then Sadra, it is your turn.
Okay, then as she comes out of her vapor form, and materializes behind this person, she is going to go ahead and go into a flurry of blows.
Okay.
And let's see. Yeah, I think it's just going to be a flurry of blows. So she's going to get two strikes with her spear.
Okay.
The first one Hold on just a second. My mouse is being weird.
No worries.
It's all good.
So just a note, it looks like Keen would have resistance to poison, but not be completely immune to it. So he would have tried a little bit of each berry, but not very much, just okay, to good. Talk about earlier.
That's good, because don't want upset stomachs or, you know, diarrhea or
especially not
comatose
in
for a while. Yeah. Especially in cloud form.
No.
Okay, I'm not sure why my mouse is not working, so let me just reload my character sheet real quick. Let's see, that's going to be, though, for the attack roll. Will be a 22 on the first
hit.
And the second one is a critical threat. And that would be at a 29.
Okay. I mean, that would also hit, you know.
All right, then the first one is a normal hit. Deals, very nice, maximum damage of 10 points of damage.
Okay.
The second one is a crit, so I get to add an extra d10 of damage when I crit.
Okay.
So that would be 6, 7, 8... times 3 on the spear is 24 points of damage.
Okay. You hit him really hard the first time, and the second time, he's just blood everywhere. He is very dead.
All right. So, yeah, as she just quick double thrusts him in the side, apparating probably before he even knew that she was really there. And that is her full round attack. So that is her turn.
Okay. Okay, so next would be Mineha.
All right, Mineha will land in the cart, turn to the guy who's there and says, hello. And then he's going to, facing the battle, he'll bellow a guttural cry, run down here, and he's going to hit this
guy. Okay. In Sorry, response, the dude freaks out and definitely screams when he sees you.
With the club that Brumin fashioned for him, he's going to hit this guy in front of him. That is a 29 to hit.
That'll hit.
19 points of damage, 6 of which is electricity.
Okay. You just bash him right over the head, and it's a little harder than we're expecting, as his skull just kind of caves in, and he is so very dead.
Okay. That's all of Manea's turn.
Next. See that hobgoblin, but he is dead. Next will be this guy. He is seeing that people are attacked. He's gonna go over to Sadra, and he is going to attack you for. He misses. Just swings really wide. You just kind of duck out of the way. And that he's going to do. And next is this soldier. He's going to attack the hobgoblin in front of him, which he does hit. Will do. Gosh, dice. Forgot that I needed these ones. He does. He's going to do. And then let's see. This guy's going to stay where he is, but Maneha, he is going to shoot you because he has a bow. Four, wrong thing. I'm assuming a 7 misses.
7 does miss.
Okay. You hear the arrow just go whoosh right by your ear. You're like, oh, that was a little. And he probably gonna go right here. And then this guy's gonna go. Oh wait, I forgot. Zapana, it is your turn. Definitely skipped you.
Okay, so Zapana would basically hold her action. She's gonna stay in cloud form. And she's going to hover close enough to where she could, like, just kind of watch out for Keen.
Yes. Also, I'm sorry. I forgot we were in surprise round. So, you guys continue. Keep going.
That is okay.
Pana's hovering. That's all she's gonna do?
She's being a helicopter parent.
Okay. Then Brumman, it is your turn for a surprise.
Alright. He comes out of cloud form and hesitates. Although he is there next to Sadra, because she's a squishy. So he's ready to defend her, but he hesitates to do anything immediately.
Okay. Diesel is going to go here. And she will also drop out of cloud form, but she's also going to wait. So then, Keen, it is your turn.
All right, so Keen is going to materialize basically right on top of the horse and try to get the horse to pull the wagon forward and away from the battle.
Okay.
He is not going to talk to the guy in the cart.
Let's see.
Would it be animal handling? Or is the horse just going to freak out?
Let's do a handle animal check.
Okay.
Because you are on this horse. The horse is definitely very scared.
All right, that's a 19.
Okay. The horse is freaked out and feels something on its back, and without even a nudge, it, like, takes off. How far are you going?
He would take the horse probably at least 1,000 yards away from the battle. He wants to go far enough away and preferably behind some rocks or cover to where basically the wagon's just not going to be involved in the battle. And he's hoping that removing the cover from the battle and or showing people that he has stolen their horse and their wagon might disrupt the fight. So far away enough that, you know, hey, wait, the horse and the wagon are gone. But close enough that, you know, he's not going to get lost.
1,000 yards is just over half a mile.
Yeah.
Yeah. From the terrain, that might be far enough, especially if he can hide behind rocks. Thank you for that conversion into half a mile.
So, horse is going to bolt. You're gonna, it's just gonna, it's gonna go basically off the map. It's going currently 100 feet for its one turn, but it is off the map. Oh, poor merchant dude. He is not supposed to be
Did he
here.
Fall out of the cart?
He fell out of the cart, guys. Why is this not working? Apparently, he just really doesn't want to move. We're going to pretend he's not there, guys, until I can figure out how to move him. But horse, cart, and merchant are gone. So that is the end of the surprise round. Katsu, it is your turn.
Yeah.
He is currently in the cart. So he is moving.
Well, no, what she meant was the turn order has been stuck on my character for the entire round, so
maybe. That's true. I did manage to move the other guys. So there.
But
maybe. I'll move him on his turn.
Yeah.
Okay. So Kathy,
roll 20 is weary.
What you gonna do?
Good question. Let's see. Who's close? Oh, the closest over there. Oh, that's actually pretty far. Can I walk that far? I don't think I can.
I doubt it. 30 feet. Probably.
I think I'm 30. I think I have the base of 30. So, yeah. I'm just going to. Is this hobgoblin over here? Okay. Can I please? There we go. Is this hobgoblin over here still alive?
Yes, he is.
Okay.
Yes, he and this guy are going at it.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Okay. I guess I'm just gonna go all the way over there. Cause... Yeah. All right. I'm gonna head over here-ish, this general area.
Okay.
Yeah. I just got better. Okay. Hold that right there, please. There we go. Usually I have like a tile grid I can... but anyway, you're good. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know why the grid is not showing up, but it is not showing up.
Okay, you're good. You're good. Roll 20 can be funky. It's powerful, but it can be funky. All right, I'll
like
go right
party.
There.
Funky yet powerful.
I'll go right here and I guess... I'll ask if this character wants a boost or something.
That's Azel. Azel doesn't really need to be boosted.
Okay, fine. Be unboosted. But that will, I guess, be Ketsu's turn, because Ketsu doesn't quite have a weapon and really can't really throw anything other than, like, water with, like, as a cantrip. So, if anyone's thirsty, let me know. I'll try and sprinkle some water in your general direction. You know, I'll just gotta be clever with that wire there. I know. Maybe if... but anyway, so I guess I'll end his turn because he can't really do much else.
Okay. Sandra, it is your turn.
All right. One of these dudes has a bow, and the other one has a club or a sword, or what does he have?
It's a sword and shield.
I just realized that this is like going shopping, because we're all going to be able to get weapons out of this. She will... the one with the bow, she's going to leave because Bruman and Maneha are kind of on both sides of him. But okay. The other one is over there next to one of these innocent civilians.
This guy
right?
is not here.
He's okay. not there.
No. He. Okay. This guy was on the cart, which actually, I can move him now. I don't know why I couldn't before. He is
okay.
here.
But then there's the other one that is over, and he's gonna get engaged by two if she doesn't do something about it.
Probably.
All right. In that case, she is going to go ahead and move forward. Keep track of my stuff here. So let's see. She'll go 5, 10, 15. Let's see. Can she go like up to here?
Yep, she can go there.
Okay. She will risk the attack of opportunity for stepping out of his attack range as she runs past. Mm-hmm. And her goal is to flurry of blows with... Does a spear give her reach? I forget. Or...
Not a spear, I don't think.
A spear doesn't have reach, huh? Okay. Can you mix melee and ranged in a flurry of blows?
No.
No.
Okay.
Not for the kind of monk you are.
All right, fine.
Actually, not for any monk ever.
All right, then she'll just move to there.
Yeah, and this guy does try to take his attack of opportunity, but I'm assuming a 6 does not hit you.
No, it does not. All right, in that case, she will not flurry of blows. Instead, she is going to... will instead do a pommel bash. So she is going to use one of the maneuvers that she has learned to inflict an additional d6 points of damage if she hits.
Okay.
And that is a 30 to hit.
Ellie hits.
All right. So that will be a total of 10 points of damage. As okay. She basically takes the spear, goes to thrust, but then actually pulls it up short in her hand and just like steps in. So she thrusts with the spear and then turns and clocks him with her elbow for the extra damage.
Okay. He's looking pretty hurt, but still standing. Is that all you're going to do?
That, I believe, is all that she can do.
Okay. Maneha, it is your turn.
All right, Maneha's going to go save this other guy.
Okay.
Wrong thing. All right, so it moves over here. Whacks on that goblin. I rolled a 20.
Okay.
That is a total of 45 points of damage, 3 of which is electric.
Okay. He has no idea what hits him, and he is very dead.
Okay, that's Maneha's turn.
Okay. Then, it would be this guy's turn. And, you know, Sadra, he's just take a whack at ya. An 8, I'm assuming, does not hit. So, he is seeing that everyone else is kind of going down pretty quick. He's going to turn and run. So, if you have an attack of opportunity, Sadra, you're welcome to take it.
Oh, yes, most definitely.
Okay.
So, she is going to... Yeah, she's gonna just lash out with that spear.
Okay.
That's a 25 to hit.
Hits.
Minimum damage, 3 points.
Okay. He is still all the way up. And he's going He's going to go here. And that is going to be his turn. This guy. Next. And he's going to go attack this dude. Four. Hits. And he will do lots of damage. His turn. Zapana, it is yours.
Zapana is going to follow close behind the cart. Basically, she's thinking the guy in the cart might try to attack Keen, not knowing what's going on. And Keen, of course, right now is focused on the horse and has his back turned to the guy in the cart. So she is going to try to keep up with the cart and just interpose herself between Keen and the guy. I don't know. Are we visible as cloud forms? Do we look like
you
clouds?
Are visible. You're just a gaseous form of yourself, but you are visible. You're just kind of look unearthly.
All right, so she's going to just kind of try to stay between the man on the cart and Keen, and keep a watchful eye over her son. And okay. When things are calm and or the guy seems reasonable, then she'll consider turning into solid form and talking with him.
Okay. Guy's turn, which he's going to go after Mineha, because Mineha's right there. He does try to shoot you, which I know last time. Does a 10 hit?
A 10 does hit.
Okay. So he do 5. I didn't actually think you guys were going to fight, so did not grab my d8s. You will take 5 points of damage.
Manea barely even... Oh, that pings off of his adamantine skin.
So you all hear a tink, and it just bounces. And the goblin kind of looks at you, looks at the arrow, looks back up at you.
Please, do not scratch the skin.
And he's just kind of going to freeze right where he is. That is his doom. Next is this guy. This guy is concentrating on the soldier in front of him, so he's going to go ahead and attack. That does not hit. Swings wide. That's his turn. This guy. He is not actually going to attack. He's going to turn. He's going to get on the cart. He's going to try to follow Keen's example and get the horse going. Do all of you guys. He's just gonna... Oop. He does that. He's going to run over these two. Cedra, please make a reflex roll for me. Or a reflex save.
Alright, that is 33.
Okay. You roll out of the way as a wagon, horse and wagon come charging past. So I'm going to go. There's the end of the map. It's not. Take. And he is going to be knocked prone. So the wagons are kind of going. Bruman, it is your turn. Most of the goblins are dead. Oh, one is running. There is the one with the bow in front of you.
Um, Yeah, why not? He will take a step closer and kind of tap him on the shoulder with one hand and with his massive tree trunk, tree branch in the other hand, just kind of, you know, like make it very obvious that he's got it and can use it if he really wants to. And he will just try to menacingly say, drop it, and try to intimidate him.
Okay.
It's a 31 on intimidate.
Okay. Hobgoblin turns, sees you, and all the anger in your face, and he just goes, dropping his bow there. Is that all you're gonna do?
That is all I can do.
Okay. It is Easel's turn. And Easel, meanwhile, she... Honestly, seeing that you guys have everything mostly in hand, she's just gonna stay where she is. Which, then Keen, it is back to your turn.
Alright, the horse would still be running away at this point.
Yep.
And he's not even going to risk a look back until at least his next round.
Okay. Then it is the merchant's turn. And he is definitely freaking out. You can hear him swearing a storm. He is pulling the reins and honestly not working. Horse is not slowing down. You have spoke to this thing, and it is just bolting. Which then brings us back to the top of the round. Katsu.
Alright, so we still have this guy, this guy, and this guy.
Yep.
Okay, just
the guy
sure.
With the bow has dropped his weapon.
Yeah, he has dropped his weapon.
Oh.
This guy is running away. This one is still facing off the soldier over here.
Fair enough. I could just unarmed strike him and see if I don't know. Give him flanking bonus.
You could.
So I guess how far is that? 25. Okay. Is that enough to get flanking, or do I have to be like on the exact opposite side of
other GMs? I don't really know how flanking
do
works.
Do you have a weapon in your possession that you are proficient with?
I want to say no. Lorian says I should have a quarterstaff. I don't quite remember.
Okay, if you have a quarterstaff, then yeah, you could flank him. Pathfinder 1 rules is you need to be on the opposite side of him.
Okay, so I have to be right over here then.
Yeah.
Okay, no problem. Boop. Boop. There we go. And then I don't think I have my quarterstaff list. Did, but okay. Well, I'll have to make sure I think Brew and Mew, because I was feeling quite literally useless. Let's see. Does anyone know offhand how much the core staff does? I was like, quickly look this up.
I believe it's a D6. However, you will not be able to attack this turn because I think you had to move 45 feet.
He moved.
30.
You did? 30 okay. Feet. My bad.
Okay.
But yeah, quarterstaff is D6.
Oh, D6. Okay, but I have to roll off to see if I hit first. Okay.
Two.
I don't think I hit.
You do not hit.
Would it be advantage if I'm flanking, or no?
If you're flanking, then he loses his dexterity bonus to his armor class.
Okay.
Which still does not hit.
Fair enough. Okay.
Okay.
So much different from D&D.
Okay. And then, Sadra, it is your turn.
She is going to run this guy down. Question.
Answer.
For those who might know monks better than I do, can you flurry of blows after moving, or is that only on a full round attack?
You need certain special feats to do that.
I was like, I'm pretty sure that's a full round.
Okay, so I couldn't remember if it was a bonus action to do it, or if it's or what it was, but
no, it's a full round action. There is a chain of feats you can get so that after you charge, you can do your flurry of blows, but that's the only way you can move and flurry.
Okay, that's fine. Then she will start by throwing her spear at the guy.
At this one?
The one who is running away.
Okay.
Because she doesn't want him to get away. However, can she choose to throw it non-lethally? Like, rules essentially written, trying
no.
to...
No, I didn't think so, no.
Rules is written, the only non-lethal things are like the whip and your fist and stuff.
Okay, yeah, you've got to have like the... what is it? The Paladin of Mercy, I think, gets to do that. Never mind. That's fine. Then she's just going to have to kill him. So she's going to throw her spear at him. And in fact, what is the range on a spear? I feel so unprepared.
20 feet.
Okay, 20 feet, huh?
I don't think you'll be able to hit him.
Well, she'll take a negative for it being outside of the range threshold. She will instead, she will use her solar wind maneuver, swift action for steady hand, which, okay. By the way, these are coming off of the stalker class, which she has one level in. So that gives her a plus 30 foot range increment for one round. And so she will throw it.
Okay.
All right. That is an abysmal roll with a natural 4. That comes out to a 21.
Still hits.
I think your idea of abysmal might be slightly skewed. Yeah.
Just a little bit.
The 4 on the die was horrible. but I got another 4 for the damage, so that would be a total of 6 points of damage.
Okay. He goes down with a spear through his back.
And Sadra looks like she's silently judging herself for her form being slightly off. But with that, then, she will leave the spear there. Is the guy over by Katsu, is he still fighting?
Yeah, his attention is on this guy.
Okay, then she is going to move up and hopefully make him realize that he is getting outnumbered very quickly. And as she moves, she will go ahead and draw... No, she won't. She'll just keep her hands open and ready to attack with her unarmed strikes if needed.
Okay. Then... That's it. Then, Maneha, it is your turn.
All right, let's see here. Okay, Maneha can reach that. He's going to move up to this goblin and grab him. That is, what was the number? 23 to grapple this guy.
Yes. Do manage to grapple him?
Maneha would actually just drop his club and just... bear hug the guy and try to... He is in the act of attempting to eventually wrestle him to the ground.
Okay. Let's see. Dead. That's your turn then. It's this guy. Seeing that it's you guys are there and the goblin is being grappled, he is actually going to move back. And that's his turn. He's low-key freaked out upon seeing this giant metal man grappling the hobgoblin he was fighting. It's not something you see every day. That's all he's gonna do. So, Zipana, it is your turn. The merchant hasn't done anything other than freaking out, trying to get the horse back under control, but it is not working.
Yeah. Zipana's going to start the 5-round transformation to solid form.
Okay. And then this guy. This guy. You know. Brumin is beside him, correct?
Oh, yes. Sorry. I meant to move him last time. He should be right next to him.
Okay. He's going to be, like, here?
Essentially, yeah.
Okay. Seeing you're there, and he's dropped his bow, he is also going to run. He's going to go... you know, he's going to go this way.
Okay, hold on, hold on. I gotta check something. Alright, as he's trying to move away, is he taking the withdraw action?
He is not.
Okay. In that case, as an attack of opportunity, Brew is going to try to trip him.
Okay. And that is against...
CMD.
CMD. Okay.
33.
Yep. That definitely works. You successfully trip him.
Alright.
And what is that?
He cannot move anywhere. He is prone before me.
Okay. He freeze plants. So you're good there. That's all his turn. And then, you know, this guy is being grappled by Maneha, and he is going to try to get out of that. That would be, what would I roll for that? CMB?
I want to say it's your CMB against my CMD. I can't remember entirely, forgetting I'll grapple. Quicksilver's nodding his head, so yes.
Okay, CMB.
It's an opposed grapple check.
Okay. That would be an 18.
Nope, not enough.
Okay, so he's just struggling in your arms. It's going to be that guy. The other soldier in the wagon's also continuing on. Then goes to Brumin. So we can probably drop out of order now, because fighting's basically over, unless you want to kill these hobgoblins, the other two that are left. But otherwise,
no,
we can drop out.
Manea just wants to pin him to the ground.
Okay.
Now then, it would be a good idea for you to tell us why you are attacking this wagon. If you tell us truthfully, then you will probably live.
He's still struggling. He's not going to answer.
Manea will lift up his head. It's like he's got this thing. He's like put his arm down here, and it's almost akin to the guy who's trying to run at the guy, and he's being held back by the head.
Mm-hmm.
Just like he's struggling. He almost doesn't notice. Does anyone know how to speak goblin? I do not know if they can speak common. Can you speak common?
Don't think they can.
You would probably know if your friends could cast, like, comprehend languages, right?
Yeah, magic's been working funny, so Manea's not certain that it's gonna go right.
Sadra would turn and look to this guard who's 10 or 15 feet away.
Yeah.
Probably looking at, yes, that guy. And she is going to attempt to calm him if he looks a bit flighty.
Oh, and, yeah, he does.
Then if he is willing to be helpful, hopefully he'll be able to explain a little bit about what was going on here. So she will start out to do diplomacy.
Okay.
And that's going to be good. So that's 14 plus 18. So 30 something. As she will, she doesn't have any weapons in her hands at this point because her spear is standing in a goblin some distance away. So she will just with open hands say, "It's all right. We're on the same side. My name is Sedra. And it looked like you could use some help. Do you still want some help?"
Sure.
You'll have to forgive me. We're not really from around here. Is there any way to communicate with your attackers? Or do you know why they were attacking you?
I mean, they should speak common, but loot? You know? He'll gesture with his sword to the quickly receding wagons. I mean, we were traveling to the next town with the merchant. So
does this sort of thing happen a lot these days?
Depending upon which routes you take. This one was supposed to be one of the safer ones, but not today, I guess.
She's going to look past him just a little bit towards the one guy who's laid out on the ground.
Yeah.
Yes, that guy. And she will say, "Was he killed by your attackers?"
Who else would kill him? I definitely am not going to be killing my own mates, so, you know.
But he was a friend of yours.
Yeah.
Is it all right if we help him?
But he's dead. I mean, he looks dead to me.
Well, my husband is a particularly skilled physician, and I've heard it said that mostly dead is still partially alive. It's worth looking.
Pretty sure he's fully dead. And Brimin, you're close enough to see that this guy is he's really dead.
Sage is going to look over to Katsu and silently try to communicate to him that if he wanted to go and revive this fellow, it might help their situation.
He would pretty much go over to the guy to see if he can revive him, because all he really has prepared is Breath of Life, which only works if it's like the first round of that person's death, if I remember correctly.
It does.
Yeah.
So I have to do a stronger revive, and I would think I need diamonds for that part. So it depends if we want to use a diamond.
But you do not have diamonds.
Also fair point.
The only things you have are your makeshift weapons and the magical rations Mew made.
Not even the bucket.
Which are probably honestly on the ground where they've been dropped. Or at least some people have probably dropped them.
Most likely.
Also, this goblin, seeing as he's only been tripped and has not been grappled, at some point during this conversation, he's going to get up and try to run again.
Well, I mean, he's not just standing there going to let him walk away.
No, But the goblin's still gonna try.
He can try. As he stands up, he gets an attack of opportunity, though.
Okay.
Spruman just knocks him down again.
That's a 21.
Definitely hits.
Against CMD?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. He's knocked back down.
Okay, he goes straight back down.
With a tree branch pressed on him now. I'm like, I don't think so.
Okay. Manea, you can hear him muttering something in an unfamiliar language.
Manea, meanwhile, tries speaking to him in Giant. Try speaking to him in King Took, realizes that's not going to work. Even try speaking to him in Druidic. And
none of them work.
If the thing just keeps slamming, he just gives up, says, all right, fine. He is going to attempt to pick him up and throw him.
Okay. You're going to throw him.
Yeah, just get off to the left. I'm going to throw him.
Okay.
Do you need me to roll anything for that? Or would you say it happens?
We're just going to say it happens. You throw him. You're strong enough to do it.
If the thing turns back, Maya's giving him a look of no. Go away.
And, he bolts. He bolts for it. He's just running. He knows that he and the rest of his have been thoroughly defeated.
Manea's breathing a bit hard, but he seems to be okay. It looks like he's just like run a mile or something. But he's quickly bringing his strength back. And he comes up to that same guard that Seder was talking to.
Hello, I am Manea Hukaro of the King Took. I do not usually look... No, actually, I do usually look this way. That is right.
You are silver.
Actually, it is, I think it is called adamantine. But yes.
That's new. Okay.
No, I've had this for quite some time now.
Is this normal? Am I dreaming? I feel like I'm dreaming.
No, this is not a dream. It is waking time. You will probably dream soon, because it will be time to go to sleep, but no, you are not.
By this time, Keen probably would have reined the horse in and looked back to assess what was going on, and maybe said a few words to the merchant about, don't worry, I do not eat humans. And
he gives you a not very comfortable look at that, very doubtful. He does not believe you.
And Sapana would materialize and say hello, and then they would check to make sure everyone was okay and say, oh, I think the fighting's over. Let's go back to your friends.
Uh-huh. He knows that he is outnumbered here, and he does not have a choice with this, no doubt. So he will let you take him back. And upon seeing this, the other guy will also come back as well, but stay further away. You can see that in the back of these wagons, there is definitely boxes holding some sort of goods.
Sadra is still contemplating the expired soldier. Does he look like a guard or a merchant?
He definitely looks more like a merchant. He definitely had a weapon on him that you can see. It's also on the ground beside him, but probably more of a merchant than a guard.
Then she will ask the guard that they were speaking to, she'll say, do you know if he had a family?
No. I mean, it was just business. I've only met him, a couple days ago. So, I don't know.
I am sorry that we did not come soon enough to rescue him as well. Do you know where he is from?
No. I mean, he's a merchant. Travel all over.
Okay. Well, perhaps the other one in the wagon knows. He looked like he was not much of a fighter, but he was a merchant also. He screamed very loud when he saw me.
Yeah, you're,
I am Kintuk.
You are Kintuk. I'm not familiar with that.
Oh, that is okay. We are from very far away.
He's probably like, good.
Far away. You know, I'm pretty familiar with most of what's left of the world, and I don't know that.
Oh, well, that is okay. What is your name?
Me? I am Tristan.
It is good to meet you, Tristan, and Minea will extend a hand.
I'll take it.
I am sorry, do you shake hands around here? I am not familiar.
You're very strange, silver man.
It is adamantine, but you can call it silver. That is okay.
Silver man is easy to say.
Manea, test that out. Adamantine, silver. You are right, it is easier to say. Okay, I am a silver man. And then do we notice what Sadra's doing?
Sadra's going to cast Raise Dead.
Yes. So Sadra is using her ultimate mercy feat as she goes over and she looks down at the body, and this other goblin, it's being pinned to the ground by Bruman right next to them. So she looks over at Bruman, and while this conversation is happening over on the other side,
okay,
she will kneel down.
Okay, continue.
She will just kneel down, you know, next shoulder, highest head, and expend 10 uses of Lay on Hands to bring a single dead creature you touch back to life as a raised dead spell.
Okay.
And she is bypassing the material component by taking a temporary negative level. She's essentially using her own life to fuel the spell.
Okay. Okay, so he does take a breath.
Can I describe it?
Sure.
So, Sadra had previously looked to Katsu to bring him back to life, but Katsu was unable to do so. So with a bit of a bit of exasperation, she walked over to go take care of it herself. And you guys have not seen her do anything like this up to this point. But she kneels down next to him, feeling very strongly that whoever this is, he's not finished here, that there's somebody's waiting for him, that there's he's not ready to be done with this life. And so she just begins to pray to Ataf that he would be granted his life again, granted another chance. And as she prays, there is almost a palpable sense of the fervor of her prayer and the sense of her own life force being driven into it. As he takes a breath, and it's almost like she shudders and loses some of her own strength as he revives.
Okay.
But as he opens his eyes and she just looks down into his face and she says, "I was told once by a very, very good friend that heroes never die, and your time has not come yet. So do good with this second chance."
He just kind of nods at you, wide-eyed.
Okay. Giant cat!
Yeah, cat in front of my face, and I am alive. So he just nods silently as he's like trying to figure out what happened.
Cats will also tend to any wounds that he might have, just make sure that, you know, he doesn't accidentally faint or go down again. You know, okay. If he was bleeding, he should get that covered up.
Yeah, definitely. So this poor merchant has been forcibly brought back, looking real dazed and real confused about what's going on and who you are. Oh, and the goblin that's basically at his feet now, kind of pinned down by Brew, is a little freaked out by that, too.
And so I imagine that probably it's not until he starts to stir and like that others might recognize, although Brewman and the goblin were certainly there for it. But Sadra is definitely tired now. And so she'll step back and try to help him to his feet, or at least help him to get into a sitting position or something like that.
Okay. Which is easy enough to do. He's taken in what's going on of, okay, there are dead goblins. There's that soldier. Wagons are coming back. Goblin, live goblin. Okay. You can tell as just he's mentally going through what is going on. And his eyes definitely stop at Maneha for more than a few seconds.
Hello.
Hi.
What's your name?
It is okay. You are not dreaming.
Are you sure
about
that?
Is that okay?
I don't know if that's okay. Okay.
No, because your friend Tristan thought the same thing too. I can assure you, it is not time for dreaming right now.
I'm pretty sure it was, though. Kind of like looks down to like, yeah, pretty sure it was.
I mean, it looks like he wants to say something and then thinks to himself, it would probably not be a good idea to tell him that you were actually dead for a few minutes.
Probably not. Azel, meanwhile, goes over to you, Sadra, because she can tell that you are not at 100% right now. And she will give you a hand upon whether or not you want her help or comfort or whatever. She will offer it to you just silently,
and she will gladly take it and say thank you. I've never done that before, and now I'm very tired.
I can imagine. We can rest here, I think. Maybe not here, but close by. Figure out what's going on.
Oh.
Let you rest and then move on, I think.
Mr. Tristan, you said that your wagons were going to the next city. Is this right?
Yeah.
Perhaps we can come with you, and then we all together can make sure that the hobgoblins do not hurt any of your wagons.
Okay. Well, I'm not the one in charge of the wagons. I'm not the merchant. I'm just tired to guard it.
Oh, then I suppose we should speak to the merchant.
You should probably speak to the merchant.
Have they come back by this time?
Yeah, the Keen and Zapana and the merchant have definitely come back. They're kind of on the fringe just waiting. The horses are definitely still tense and very skittish and probably ready to bolt again.
Manea waves. Hello, please do not yell. And you are not dreaming. It is okay.
Yeah, he's also looking pretty freaked out at you.
I am Menel Hukaro of the Kintuk.
Keen and Subhana would introduce themselves also as, you know, of the Kintuk. And Keen would furthermore say, yes, we are from a different world. That's why you're looking at us very strangely.
A different world?
Yes, where magic is much more common. I like our world better. No offense.
Menea will walk up to him. It is a long story. But the short version is that we are here now. And since you seem to have goblins that want to eat your horses or take your things, we will be very happy to walk with you to the next town. That is where we wish to go also. I think.
Where are you going?
We don't know what it's called. We're not from here. But we would really appreciate a town. It's much more comfortable to stay in a town than the wilderness.
And it would be very nice to travel with someone. And it looks like you could use some help.
I guess... We're gonna go to Synthalus, but take a few breaks along the way at the smaller places. I guess if you're going to the city.
Sister Azel, is that where we're going?
She think for a moment. No, I think Synthalus is the big one. It's not around here.
Oh, that is too bad. I am afraid our path takes us to a different direction. But I am glad that we were able to stop here and help. What is your name?
I'm Razan.
Razan, it is good to meet you. And he will offer a big, meaty silver hand.
He will hesitantly take it and just very curiously, like, look at your hand as you're shaking it, and he's like, this is strange. This is very strange.
Well, it is adamantine, actually. But I was told that it is easier to say that it is silver.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thanks for saving us.
You are most welcome.
I guess if you're not going to Synthalus, he kind of looks over you all. Don't have a lot I could spare, but is there anything I could help you with? I mean, most of this is being sold, so.
Hey, pocket. Down on his feet. Do you have shoes?
I don't have shoes. I've got food.
Oh, you have food?
Mostly food, yeah.
You guys are getting big. Good, because we have rations that do not taste very good.
Okay.
King would also poke at the weapons of the fallen enemies and say, do you mind if we take these?
Why would I mind?
I don't know. I do not know your customs.
Go for it. Yeah, Mia would immediately take offense. Sorry. Maneha.
Sorry, what?
Mia would definitely take offense at your comment about rations.
Hey,
look. A little indignant.
Look, they're rations, Mew. Not my fault you didn't season them. Just need a little bit of mint, that's all. But no.
Okay. So the merchant will offer you guys some food. It's not going to be a lot because he has to sell most of this. But there is, like, fresh fruit. There's definitely some dried meat. Things that you could take with you on your way. He doesn't really have bags per se, because most everything is stored in boxes or packaging to keep it safe and protected. But you guys do get actual food. Actually, no, he probably will give you one bag. He will spare you one bag and fill it up with a few things that you can take with you. And he will actually give you guys some money as well, because he is grateful. He is not dead. So you guys will probably get, he'll give you 20 copper and 5 silver.
Thank you. We are most grateful.
I am very grateful. You strange people from wherever you're supposed to be from.
Keenhai Fontanar.
Not in my know.
No, because it is on another world. Wait, what is right. this world called?
What is this world called?
Yes.
I mean, well, we just call it our world, Earth. I mean, if you want to get into it, we're currently in Orslin, or what used to be Orslin before, you know.
Orslin.
I am afraid that we do not. It seems that you are willing to accept we are from another world. We are most grateful. Not everyone is. So
I'm still not sure about that, but,
Well, either way, would you please tell us what did happen here? Why is it not Orsland anymore?
Well, where are you guys from? Okay. Well, we're in what used to be Orsland. You know, a country. And then the world kind of got destroyed, you know, like 15 years ago, or at least most of it. And country borders kind of weren't a thing. So, yeah.
How did the world get destroyed? Did it have something to do with that? And he points in what he thinks is the general direction of that very barren direction. Land over there. That's almost all ash, and the trees fall down very easily.
Yeah, the wastes?
That is it.
Yeah. That is what happened. Just kind of...
And they look at it and like, what do you mean it just happened?
I mean, that
one day it appeared there?
More or less. I mean, what was left used to be bigger. But over the years, there have been chunks kind of taken out of it, you know? I mean, it happened three separate times, but...
So, the waste is expanding?
It seems to be... ish. It, well, the last one happened about 5 years ago, so...
Was there one that happened 10 years before that? No, was there one that happened 10 years ago?
No, it wasn't 10 years ago. Is about, he thinks for a minute. I think it was 7 years.
Oh, so it's not quite every 5 years.
No.
Okay, that is good, because I was about to point out that it was time for another one.
I hope not. I really hope not. You know, I would like to go on living.
Why would you not be living? It looks like there are many people who live outside the wastes.
In this area? Yeah. But, there ain't nothing beyond the wastes. This is it.
Oh, I see. I think.
Mm-hmm. So, got your food?
Oh, yes.
Here's your money. Thanks again.
Oh, you are welcome. We are glad we were here.
Keen will...
I really do appreciate it. Thank you.
Keen will feed the horse some of their dry tree rations and, you know, basically, you know, apologize to it and say goodbye to it. I mean, he's become good friends with this horse now.
Yeah. The horse will snuffle at it. But honestly, it's not interested in your wood rations.
Keen will express that he understands. and yeah, Keen and Zapana are ready to fly again if that's still the plan.
Yeah. Unless anyone wants to ask these men any more questions. Yeah, Mew's just standing in the corner, just looking real annoyed.
Sadra would have asked, but it doesn't have to be roleplayed, but what was the name of the guy who got resurrected?
His name is Diedrich.
Diedrich. All right. Well, she would say goodbye. Hope just probably check to make sure that he doesn't look like he's too psychologically messed up by the whole situation.
A little traumatized, but you're pretty sure he'll be fine.
Well, I think he still has like 2 negative levels because it's raised dead, so.
Yeah.
So yeah, he's definitely dealing with some trauma.
Poor guy.
What was the name of the merchant?
The merchant was Rizan.
Thank you.
Well, Manejo is getting into the history and stuff. Bru will lean down to the goblin and get his attention. Very quietly, just a conversation between the two of them. Really? Got anything to say for yourself yet?
You hear him kind of squeak out a little nope.
Ah, so you do understand this.
Kind of grumbles to himself.
He squeaks out another nope.
Bru will pull him up to his feet and point at each of his party members. Get a good look. I know we look kind of scrawny, but you pull one of this again, and I guarantee you, you won't survive next time. And he'll take his bow and his, I'm assuming he's got like a quiver of arrows or something. And he'll make sure he sees the bow. He goes, try this again, and you'll end up like this bow. And he'll snap it over his leg.
Okay. The goblin's eyes go wide at that. You are very intimidating. It's very effective.
And since nobody seems like they actually want to necessarily kill us here, get out of here. And then you'll kind of slide over to Katsu. I hate to pull a Mew on you, but could you mend this?
Gotta take better care of your stuff, man. I see what you're trying to do, but I feel kind of used here. He says jokingly, and then he'll mend the bow.
Thanks, Katsu. You're a pal.
I've pushed down so many trees, it's only fair I've mend a few.
Yeah, I've been quite impressive lately. And Bru will flex, like, yeah. You got it.
Sadra would like to commandeer one of the bows along with a good number of arrows.
Okay.
And if there is some kind of a short sword or a dagger, something like that, she'd like that as well.
Yeah, what is available as far as weapons go?
Yes. So, there are... double checking. So you guys get 2 bows with a quiver full of arrows, so you've got enough. And then the others had long swords and a shield. So there are at least going to be two shields. And then if you want, you could try to get their armor. Not much, but...
It'd be kind of small, wouldn't it?
It'd be a little small. So I don't really know if it would fit most of you, but you could get their armor if you wanted. And these are just regular bows, regular longswords. And there are two daggers among the group as well.
Katsu would love to take one of the bows.
Oh, and it is specifically longbows.
Brew will hand Katsu the bow that he mended, along with the quiver.
Yay!
Oh, yeah, do their shoes look usable? Like, could we engineer their shoes or boots into sandals?
You might be able to. You could take their shoes.
Do we need to roll for them?
Not to take, but to try to make suitable footwear, you probably would have to.
Okay. Who needs shoes? Because Zapana would probably be fairly okay going barefoot.
Yeah, Azel would be too.
I think everyone else needs shoes.
Yeah.
Katsu could use shoes, but he'll pass since he has cat feet.
Yeah, cat feet are okay.
Mineha is not one with nature. He's like 1/15th with nature.
So, the question is, are you guys going to stay right here and start setting up camp and mending shoes and things, or are you guys going to move off a little ways
to what time do of this? Day is it?
So you guys probably really started traveling mid-morning, if not a little later. You traveled for a few hours, so it is probably evening is coming up. So it probably is about time to go ahead and start.
Keen and Zapana would recommend traveling a little bit away. Anyway, because this was the site of a battle and there could be reinforcements nearby.
Yeah, Manea would agree.
Okay. Gonna travel for like maybe half an hour?
At least. At least that. It'd be best if we could find some place that has a little bit more cover, is not just right out in the open, okay. Where someone could stab us in our sleep.
Yeah, no, it's easy enough. You do find a copse of trees. While thinner than the forest and you're more in the plains area, there are still definitely trees around. So you could settle there if you wanted.
Okay.
So you guys are right about here now.
Progress.
We made it to the next level, guys. Congratulations.
Congrats. You guys have won a battle with no equipment. Good job.
Yay!
Okay. To be fair, Bruman fashioned suitable weapons for us, so that was the only reason I did 42 points of damage.
Yeah. So, let's break there. You guys are... you've gotten weapons, you've gotten some sort of money, you have more than just rations now, and berries that have been picked. Going to try to make shoes that night, or maybe the next morning. You definitely need rest, particularly Sadra. But this is where we will pick up next time.
Yay,
and next time we'll pick up the same evening or like the next evening. Day?
Same evening.
Okay, perfect.